CNN's Bash, Trump claimed Dems want death absolutely ridiculous and reprehensible. By Pam Kee on May 5, 2020. Tuesday on CNN, political correspondent Dana Bash said President Donald Trump accusing the Democrats of wanting him to be unsuccessful in his coronavirus pandemic response, which would mean more death, was absolutely ridiculous and reprehensible. When asked by reporters about not allowing Dr. Fauci to testify before the House, Trump said, "Because the House is a setup. The House is a bunch of Trump haters. They put every Trump hater on the committee. The same old stuff. They, frankly, want our situation to be unsuccessful, which means death, which means death." Bash said, "One thing I really want to touch on that the president mentioned at the beginning, which may seem like Washington stuff, but it is so important. It helps to answer that very question you just asked me, which is congressional oversight. The fact that the president is so flagrant and open in the notion that he is not allowing anybody from the administration to testify before the House because the House is run by Democrats is ridiculous. And it flies in the face of the Constitution, what is required of Congress." Yes, Fauci is going to go before the Republican-controlled Senate next week. And that committee is run by a very fair-minded Republican, Lamar Alexander, but the idea that even now the president just doesn't care about basic checks and balances in the Constitution is remarkable. Elections have consequences. Democrats took control of the House, period. Anchor Jim Sciutto said, "He's choosing his oversight. He's saying I'll allow the oversight from the Republican-controlled Senate but not the Democratic-controlled House." He said House Democrats, specifically, I believe, want the U.S. response to the coronavirus to be unsuccessful, which he said means death. That's quite a charge, is it not, to level at House Democrats? Bash responded, "Of course it is, and it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous and reprehensible that he is doing that. And he's doing it as he is, we should note, getting on his helicopter and his plane and going to Arizona. A very important battleground state for his re-election. The first time he is doing this in a very long time and taking a risk in doing so. He's very clear he's done with staying at the White House. We'll see if this is just the beginning of other changes and if the rallies in some way, shape or form that he loves will start again." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanem.